Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us for the first time ever in the next segment, Larry Grathwohl, Inside the Weatherman. Incredible information coming up with Larry Grathwohl here in just a moment. But right now, let's continue with Ask Alex on this Friday. Your questions for yours truly. Let's go ahead and talk to Cindy in Illinois. Cindy, you're on the air.
Hey, that's me.
Welcome.
I have a question. A previous caller kind of asked the same question, but I'm going to word it a little bit differently. How is the system going to use our debt against us? Because the majority of Americans are in debt, either credit card debt, student loan debt, mortgage debt. So how are they going to use that against us?
They are changing all the different laws where the way they throw you in debtor's prison is claim you didn't turn in a silver spoon your grandma gave you when you declared bankruptcy, and they throw you in prison for it. They've changed the bankruptcy laws to where they're total fraud now, and bankruptcy is biblical, Jubilee, but they've just gotten rid of that. You've got countries in Africa that had a $1 billion loan. They've paid back, $60 billion and still own $100 billion in interest. I mean, it's all fraud. They've got the Department of Education SWAT-teaming people, and they don't even have any statutory power. It's not illegal to not pay back a student loan, but they still SWAT team you. I mean, that's mainstream news. Look it up, folks. So it's just total lawlessness where they want to bankrupt everybody and then make you agree to terms to go under government receivership, basically onto government debt forgiveness, where the government pays back your debt with other people's money and with inflation. And then you agree to take vaccines, to live in a smaller house, to do what they say. So it's a managed economy they're moving us to.
See, I'm a normal 27-year-old. I have a lot of student loan debt that I'm working to pay down. So I was just, that's just one of my worries.
Well, look, they're not going to be able to enforce this on everybody. And remember, if you borrow something from your neighbor, that hurts them if you don't pay it back. These mega banks have gotten over 30 plus trillion now. The numbers don't really come out in the last few years. It was 27 trillion, and I saw Bloomberg saying over 40 trillion. But they've gotten trillions of your tax money, which they then loan out to everybody at interest. And so, when I was in college and had no money and lived in a tiny one-room apartment, they would send me 2-3 credit cards a week in my mailbox. And then once I establish myself, they don't ever send me credit cards. They don't send credit cards to people that aren't in debt. They want you in debt for life. It is predatory loan sharking at illegal loan sharking rates, and it's all a fraud. So, there's some schools of thought, and I'm not saying do this, but run up debt with Bank of America, Chase, all of them, do whatever you want and never pay any of it back. Because it's all made up anyways. And I'm not saying do that, but that's what a lot of people are doing. That's what rich people do. Did you know that most rich people, so-called nouveau riche, they know how to declare bankruptcy, not pay things, all this stuff, and they throw the book at little people. Most of the tax collectors go after folks making less than $30,000 a year. I mean, it's all just geared so the government class and the rich class can rip everybody off. But then they sell you the solution of higher taxes to get the rich, eat the rich. The problem is those are just going to be taxes on the working wealthy and the working middle class to give it to them in bailouts. You see how that's more sophisticated, but it's not a nice soundbite for CNN for class warfare?
Right. All right. Well, thanks for answering my question.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't think, there's not much they can do to you if you don't pay off your so-called debts. They overcharge for most of these colleges. It was a Ponzi scheme. Most people aren't going to be able to ever pay it back properly, or you're going to be slaves for 20 years doing it. But you'll have bad credit for 7 years. So, what you going to do? I'd blow it all off.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network.
PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
There are so many benefits you can get from taking unheated whey protein. It helps put out the fire of inflammation and the pain it is causing. Eliminate the craving for carbohydrates, better sense of well-being, weight loss, muscle strength, energy, and growth, and optimal glutathione production. Glutathione is the number one means by which you detoxify all toxins, and this is vital to you feeling and looking good again. Consuming One World Whey is the most powerful way to raise glutathione. People report the elimination of pain and bloating after 1 month, as well as an improvement in strength, energy, and blood sugar. Children love the flavor and prefer it over junk food. One World Whey is performing mighty miracles for young and old. It is superior, unique, and unprecedented from any other whey protein powder on the market. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of KNOCKOUT pain cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great tasting, long lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready to eat meals, are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25 year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gentlemen, it is Friday, again, the 13th day of July, 2012. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. Coming up in the next hour, goal to hit 2,000 by year-end on more Fed easing, Merrill Lynch is saying. And see, they've artificially driven gold down, but that's always been the plan, according to all the experts I've talked to who I respect, is that they would drive it down, and then when QE3 came out, which we thought would be earlier this year, now they're saying it's going to be later this year, that it will cause inflation. So we're going to be going over that. Moody's downgrades Italy, debt rating two notches. J.P. Morgan loses $4.4 billion on trades. Traders may have hidden losses. J.P. Morgan's been caught grabbing other accounts, not just MF Global. Amazing things happening. We'll also get into Condi Rice, who says she supports abortion. And that's who they're saying Mitt Romney, Drudge Report broke this yesterday. It's since been confirmed that she's up at the top of the list. I mean, it's just horrible. So there you go. Might as well just be, how about he just runs as the new VP for Obama? but we're going to be joined here for the rest of the hour by Larry Graffwall. We've played the clip many times over the years. I'm very honored to have him on with us. I think it's best if he described who he is to you because his bio is so lengthy. But he was at the very top of the Weatherman and was able to, you know, I really help send them to prison. And of course, the weathermen have admitted what they did, bombing police, you name it, and then Bill Clinton let them out of jail. So just amazing the type of stuff they engaged in, real terrorists, actually engaging in real terror attacks in America. And they're Obama's mentors. I mean, they paid for his houses, took care of him. It's incredible. But since we saw the new army, since we saw the new army document just a few months ago, where they confirmed, yes, that's our real document for re-education camps in America. And now they're getting ready for all this. I mean, we need to understand they could try some type of takeover of America and arrest what they see as the counter-revolution. So we're going to talk to Larry here in a moment and give you his websites as well. But here he is in the 1980s documentary exposing what was going on at the highest levels of the weathermen. Here's that clip.
I brought up the subject of what's going to happen after we take over the government. You know, we become responsible then for administrating, you know, 250 million people. And there was no answers. No one had given any thought to economics. How are you going to clothe and feed these people? The only thing that I could get was that they expected that the Cubans and the North Vietnamese and the Chinese and the Russians would all want to occupy different portions of the United States. They also believed that their immediate responsibility would be to protect against what they called the counter-revolution. And they felt that this counter-revolution could best be guarded against by creating and establishing re-education centers in the Southwest, where we would take all the people who needed to be re-educated into the new way of thinking and teach them how things were going to be. I ask, well, what is going to happen to those people that we can't re-educate, that are die-hard capitalists? And the reply was that they'd have to be eliminated. And when I pursued this further, they estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill. 25 million people. Now, I want you to imagine sitting in a room with 25 people, most of which have graduate degrees from Columbia and other well-known educational centers, and hear them figuring out the logistics for the elimination of 25 million people. And they were dead serious.
That's from 1982, documentary No Place to Hide. The whole thing's online. If you want to see it, just type in No Place to Hide. Larry Grathwald. His bio is so lengthy and all the things he's done are so interesting. I'm not going to have time to go over it all, but Larry101st.blogspot.com, or just type in, you know, we'll just put a link up in the guest area today. Well, you asked them to actually put a link up at Infowars.com on his name to his website, because, you know, we do that sometimes for guests, especially if the website's long. Instead of just mentioning it on air, we're going to add a link to his site where he has a lot of documentation there. And again, he helped put the weathermen behind bars, and the weathermen are quite proud of what they did. He was a Vietnam veteran, 1st Infantry Brigade in Vietnam, 101st Airborne Division. And we'll just start there. Larry, I want to, you know, obviously look through the lens of what you witnessed inside the Chicago Communist Mafia back then versus who's in control today, because more and more what you've written and said, I look at what they're doing, and it looks like they're trying to do it, and it's, if they think they're going to get away with it, they're crazy. But briefly, tell us about yourself and what you experienced. Take us back to infiltrating the weathermen at the highest levels, what you saw, and then bring us forward to today, what we're facing.
Well, that would be a long story, but essentially I had been discharged from the Army in 1968, and I was attending the University of Cincinnati when I was approached by members of what was then called the Weathermen, and they wanted me to go to Chicago with them to for the attack on Chicago. It was called the Days of Rage. That was held on October 8th through the 11th of 1969. my first reaction was to think that these people were crazy. As a matter of fact, I even made a comment that, you know, why go to Chicago to get the pigs? You can stay right here and get as many as you want. But they gave me a literature, and I took it home and read it, and ultimately wound up going to the Cincinnati Police Department to tell them about what, you know, I had encountered. And they asked me to go to some meetings, which I did. And what I found it very astounding was that these people were extremely well organized. They were organizing people into what they called affinity groups, of four or five people that would work together on the streets of Chicago. The sole purpose, as they overemphasized, was to attack the police and the establishment and property whenever the possibility existed. And while I didn't go to Chicago for this national action, the weathermen themselves did everything that they said they were going to do. When they returned to Cincinnati, they got back in touch with me and asked me to start attending meetings again. And at that time, I went to the FBI. I had come to the conclusion that the Cincinnati police were not in a position to deal with this organization because of its national roots rather than it being local and confined to just Cincinnati. The FBI, of course, was somewhat astounded by the fact that I walked in off the street. And interestingly enough, they had my military file there on the desk when they interviewed me. And I think they were, you know, kind of taken back that someone would volunteer to do this. Surprisingly, the weathermen had attended meetings in Cuba in the summer of 1969, the early summer, during which the Cubans and the North Vietnamese had criticized them for what they referred to as white skin privilege. And they chided the weathermen that they were an intellectual group versus a true revolutionary group, and that they needed to start recruiting people from the working class, the military, Vietnam veterans, and people who were streetwise. And here I am. I'm all of those things. And so, you know, it happened at a very opportune time as far as my being able to infiltrate the group. Ultimately, when the group went underground in December of, the decision to go underground was made in December of 1969. The group actually went underground in January of 70, and I was the only informant left after they had purged the group. What they did was kick anybody out that they didn't think was capable of going underground with them, their belief being that you had to be fervently dedicated to the revolution and mentally and emotionally capable of committing these acts of strategic sabotage. It was planned that we were going to place bombs and kill people, assassinate people, kidnap people, amongst other things, to essentially serve the North Vietnamese and other national liberation fights in the world, and ultimately to bring the U.S. government down, to destroy U.S. imperialism.
But what were the communists thinking? I mean, if that really would have happened, and some of it did, it would only unify people against communists. But I mean, it's such a sophisticated question. But I guess nowadays we're losing all our liberties because of so-called terrorist threats. It's just ridiculous.
Well, actually, I think that after the group went underground and began their strategic sabotage, they began to realize, especially with the end of the war in Vietnam, that this support group, the youth movement as they called it, dissipated. It no longer had a key issue to be organized around. And I think that when they surfaced during the 80s, they decided to approach this on a more political level, and I think that's where we find people like Barack Obama.
Yeah, stay there. I want to come back and get into their plans to kill 25 million Americans and the fact that they basically run the country today. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Wild rocker Russ Ames unleashes his brand new album, Rock Dog Revolution. 14 mega tracks from the sharp-edged blade to the toughest nails, New World.
New World, where we are. Love for all and all of me, baby.
Rock Dog Revolution also includes a cover of Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. Revolution by Russ Ames. Out now on iTunes. CDs available from CDBaby.com. It's time to set your dog free and get your copy now.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tadler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com, sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, foodstore.com, or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Larry Grafwald is our guest. And you just heard the clip earlier, or if you just tuned in, inside the highest levels of the Weatherman meetings. Many people that are, you know, advisors of the president, friends of his, all over the government, their children in the government, openly saying re-education camps So accelerating this, you're one of the only people to able to infiltrate the highest levels as they go underground. Bring us to the point and maybe remind people of some of the terror attacks they launched and what they were planning to do once they got control. Sounds just like Russia or China, where they just shut everything off and watch, in the case of China, 60-something million starve to death. I mean, they're just a bunch of demons. Please continue.
Well, that was actually, was it a meeting that took place in Cleveland, Ohio, during the our preparation for going underground? So actually, this conversation concerning the 25 million people being eliminated was prior to the group beginning its strategic sabotage. What happened was we were actually planning how we were going to go about doing this, who we were going to keep and who we were going to purge. And during one of these meetings, I asked, well, you know, what are we going to do when we take over? You know, we obviously believe that we're going to succeed, and then we're going to be in charge. We're going to have to do something. And people sat there and looked at me like I had three heads. I guess it had never really been considered. But then the conversation focused on the first priority would be to protect ourselves against the counter-revolution, the belief being that there would be an upwelling of American patriots that would try to reverse the our success in the revolution, and that we would have to protect ourselves and the new socialism against that event. So it was decided that approximately 100 million people would have to be re-educated, some of them being placed in re-education camps that would be built in the Southwest, and that of this approximately 100 million people, approximately a quarter or 25 million would not be re-educated and therefore would have to be eliminated. Now, the means of eliminating these people, of course, was to kill them. And in some instances, they would simply be starved to death. In other instances, such as people like myself who had worked against the revolution, would be immediately shot or executed in some way. Of course, that would include people like Nixon and others who were too conservative to even waste the time trying to re-educate them. The amazing thing was to consider that of these people that were attending this meeting, Bill Ayers, Mark Redd, Linda Evans, Kathy Wilkerson, these are all well-educated people. They come from upper middle class or upper class backgrounds, and in most cases had attended some of the most prestigious universities in the country.
Yeah, they weren't just shooting their mouths off. Everything they talked about, they were trying to carry out. I mean, they bombed police officers. They killed. Oh, yes. They killed people.
Oh yes. The interesting story is after we went underground, I was assigned to Detroit, Michigan, and in Detroit, Bill Ayers had created a cell, a very large cell. It contained about seven or eight people. And he told us that we should put bombs at the 13th Precinct, the police precinct, and the Detroit Police Officers Association building, that we should time these bombings to go off simultaneously and to place the bombs at a time when it would kill the greatest number of people. There was a Red Barn restaurant next door to the DPOA building, and I pointed out that that would probably sustain the most damage. And since this restaurant was in a black neighborhood, that it would obviously wind up killing a lot of blacks. And his response was that sometimes in a revolution, innocent people have to die. I find that, most disturbing because, Bill claimed to have such loyalty to the black community and to the black liberation movement. I would point out that I was reassigned to Madison, Wisconsin before these bombings actually took place. And
Larry Graswell, incredible, long segment coming up. Let's continue with what they did after that, other mass killings they talked about, what they plan to do once they took over. And then I want to point out Homeland Security today is shifting from Al-Qaeda to domestic groups, and it's arranging itself to go after us, the counter-revolution.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at Eat Foods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now, you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods quick fix, easy-to-store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract. 100% organic, no negative side effects. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life. 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com.
Trying to recruit him, and then volunteered because they were some dangerous people to infiltrate them, and he witnessed some incredible things. Larry, continuing with some of the crimes they committed, and then what is it like for you to see Clinton let them out of prison, and then Obama parading around with them, and then meanwhile, I'm sure you've seen all the Homeland Security reports that have come out where they're now saying gun owners, libertarians, returning veterans, people that don't like a global government or socialist health care or a new world order. We're now the terrorist. As they announce this new world order, they're teaching the police, because the police are the ones that send it to us, that literally the founding fathers are bad. The exact type of stuff you'd imagine to have Mao Zedong teaching or something. Please continue.
Yes, well, let me finish about Detroit. I was reassigned to Madison, Wisconsin, and I didn't actually participate in those bombings, but Bill Ayers debriefed us extensively, and when I left Detroit, I told the FBI that I believed that those bombings would take place within a couple of days of the original target date. Ironically, they had a surveillance on those locations, but they didn't see the bombs placed. And they found 13 sticks of dynamite at the DPOA building and 34 sticks of dynamite at the 13th Precinct. The bomb at the 13th Precinct was set to go off during a shift change, and it was placed on a window ledge. The bomb itself consisted of dynamite and fence staples and roofing nails to act as shrapnel, in other words, to kill and wound. Now, what's important about this is that that bomb that was left in those two locations in Detroit is an exact duplicate of the bomb that was placed at the Park Police Station in San Francisco in February of 1970 that resulted in the death of Sergeant Brian McDonald. The bomb was placed on a window ledge. It consisted of roofing nails and fence staples. So it was basically the same design. Now, the Park Police Station the Pine Street Bomb Factory that the FBI discovered, Max Knoll and some FBI agents found it, and its fingerprints that were found at that location included Bill Ayers and several others. And Bill Ayers, during a criticism session, told me that Bernadine Dorn had placed that bomb at the Park Police Station, and later this was confirmed by one of the members of the Weather Underground, who turned. Her name was Karen Latimer, and she said that she had driven Bernadine to the Park Police Station the night of the bombing. And the reason I make that point, again, is because of the similarity of the bombs used in Detroit and then the one at the Park Police Station. And the importance of this is that these are three bombings, two attempts, and one that actually occurred, of many bombings that the weathermen were involved in during the 70s and the 80s. So these people were serious, and their point of strategic sabotage and their goal of overthrowing the government. And they seriously believed that they were going to succeed in destroying the United States and what they called U.S. imperialism. Now, as far as the connections that exist today, it's amazing when you think about it that the president of the United States has been good friends with Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. And his response when he's been confronted with this fact is that, he was only 8 years old when these events were occurring. Well, that doesn't take anything away from the fact that he's still friends with ex-domestic terrorists who have shown absolutely no repentance for what they did. As a matter of fact, Bill Ayers has stated that his only regret is that they didn't do enough. There's a picture of him standing on the American flag making a comment, guilty as hell, free as a bird, isn't America a wonderful country? Now, that's throwing it in our face, so to speak. And you're right, Bill Clinton has pardoned some of these people. Others, such as Kathy Bodine, has been paroled. Now, Kathy Bodine and her husband, Dave Gilbert, were involved in a Brinks robbery in New Jersey in the 80s, that resulted in the death of a Brinks guard and two New Jersey state troopers. This was a combination of the Weathermen and the Black Liberation Army. Now, Dave Gilbert's still in prison, but Kathy Bodine has been paroled, and their son, Chesa, was adopted and raised by Bernadine Dorn and Bill Ayers. Do you notice how these loops keep coming back?
Well, what about Frank Marshall Davis? Over and over again in his book, Obama talks about how he'd go visiting when he was a little kid. This is another communist agent on record. I mean, it's bizarro, and now he's the president. And how does Fast and Furious tie into this? I mean, shipping guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment.
Well, that was the sole purpose, was to blame the Second Amendment. They have been, meaning the liberals and the socialists, the so-called progressive, has been after the Second Amendment as long as I've been alive and possibly before that. Remember, you know, an unarmed populace is totally it's submissive to the will of the government.
Yeah, it's real simple. These people crave murdering and power and sit around licking their lips talking about killing 25 million of us, and they hate it that they can't get our guns.
Absolutely. They want us unarmed so we can't defend ourselves. And don't let anyone fool you about the Second Amendment. That was put into the Bill of Rights because of the fact that this country had just fought a revolution against the most powerful country in the world, and the founding fathers wanted to make sure that we had the ability to control the government rather than it controlling us. It has nothing to do with militia or fighting Indians or hunting, as the progressives like to tell us over and over again. And this Frank Marshall Davis, by the way, is the mentor of Barack Obama. In his book, Dreams of My Father, he refers to Frank. He doesn't say Frank Marshall Davis because Frank Marshall Davis was a registered communist, member of the Communist Party USA, and was well known by the FBI and other government agencies. It was Trevor Loudon who figured out the connection between Frank Marshall Davis and Barack Obama.
He was also a pornographer, and that's all covered in the film that we carry, Dreams of My Real Father, at InfoWarsShop.com. Now, I want to stop right there because you've got a lot of knowledge that you've accrued since then. You've spoken at the National Press Club and you know, I've also tried to warn police and others about what's happening. But what is it, because studying guerrilla warfare that the communists love so much and all write, you know, tomes to, whether it's Lenin or Mao or right through to Saul Alinsky, I mean, they're all obsessed with it. When you look at how the government operates now under their control, every time we resist, they pull back. When we stand down, they rush forward. And I mean, more and more, when I study how they operate, they really are following a classic communist takeover strategy. Even though they're in control of a lot of the government now, they're not in control of the individuals. So they have to put out these cover stories to try to get police and military and intelligence folks to follow their directives. But I don't think it's working. I think the big awakening is happening right now because these guys are at a disconnect. But, I mean, what's your – I mean, I don't know if you've seen it, but 2 months ago we got it. The Army said, yes, that's ours. It's not classified, but it's restricted. You shouldn't have it. It's up on InfoWars.com that there is now a re-education camp plan. And they talk. They don't say who they're going to put. They just say re-educate political dissidents in them. And I'm sure you've seen they're getting the military ready for civil unrest. But a lot of that will be to unrest they themselves generate. So it's a sophisticated plan. What is their helter-skelter, I guess, Charlie Manson-style plan, or is that inaccurate? I mean, what are they planning to do now from deeply knowing them that they're in control? What should we be looking for is what I'm saying.
Well, it's a difficult question to answer, but I can agree with you 100% and possibly go further by noting the fact that the Homeland Security, by the name of Nancy Politano, has stated that the greatest threat to U.S. security is veterans. In other words, the domestic threat today is not Al-Qaeda or you know, some other Islamic radicals, but it's rather the veterans, you know, who have fought our wars for us. And I, you know, frankly, I know of very few veterans who have determined that their goal in life is to overthrow the government. The other
unless thing, that's a false globalist communist takeover government, and the criminals that have hijacked things know their only enemy is armed Americans that understand a takeover's happened. As they told you, they've got to go after the counter-revolution. That's going to be George Washington, mom and apple pie loving veterans.
That's what's happening right now. The you know, the attack is on, you know, the veterans and other patriots who are standing up and fighting against them. You know, the focus on Rush Limbaugh, and I don't always agree with Rush, but you know, look at
well,
how
he's
they
the
went
biggest.
After him.
If they can shoot him down and say that he's a terrorist and all this, they can get everybody.
Sure, and they're and he's in the bullseye, and that's what they're trying to do. And remember that the average American is too busy working and paying bills to be focused on politics the way these people are. These people eat, breathe, and sleep politics. And Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn are a perfect example. And most recently, Bill has made a comment that a new order is coming. Now, why is he saying that? Remember, this is a guy who prayed the assassinations of John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy because of his belief that the liberals co-opted the revolution. In other words, when issues became clear, they came up with a solution and there was no longer anything for people to fight against. So I sat in a room and listened to him, you know, explain why these assassinations were a good thing. And now he's an avid supporter of the most liberal president that we've ever had, Barack Obama. Why is that? Is it possible that there's another agenda?
Well, here's something I've been told by a lot of high-up sources that are very credible. They say these people aren't above killing Obama so that they could cause some type of race war in the U.S. Have you ever gotten that information?
I've heard that, and you know, it's an interesting proposition. It certainly is not something that I would put beyond them, but at the same time, I wonder if they're not looking at him as somebody who is doing their bidding. If you look at, like, Fast and Furious, the programs that have come into existence under his administration, our rights are being attacked, and they're being attacked by the government, the very government that's supposed to support them. They have no love of the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, and Obama has made that very clear. And as far as lying to us is concerned, he, you know, the health care, you know, Obamacare was not a tax, right? Well, guess what? When they went to the Supreme Court, they argued that it was a tax, and the Supreme Court upheld it.
And now they're going to give illegal aliens the free health care. I saw, and they were bragging on the news the other day that, see, this is the promised wealth transfer.
Sure.
But all it's going to do is bankrupt the country, which is what they want. They want to bankrupt the country.
I can't remember it. Cliven Pevin or Klein Pevin, which is to put as much stress on the government as you possibly can and force its collapse. Look what's happening as far as local governments and state governments are concerned in regards to the pensions and things that they've promised to government workers, which they no longer are able to fund, and at the same time fund the current police force or fire department. And
it's designed to make the public become exhausted as well, just standard communist takeover doctrine. How do you square it with their funding, though, the big mega foundations and globalist kind of crony interest? I mean, certainly there's that connection. It's covered in the film None Dare Call It a Conspiracy.
Yes.
Or the book None Dare Call It a Conspiracy. I thought about trying to make a film about this, so I had a Freudian slip there. But the point is that you also have these ultra-rich who want monopolies, who are anti-middle class, always funding communists. Any comments on that?
Well, Soros is a good example, and, you know, he's made billions off of this very thing, and you have to wonder, how does he square this up with, you know, versus capitalism versus socialism? I guess he supposes that that his support of this revolution is going to put him in good stead with people like Bill Ayers and Barack Obama when they ultimately succeed. There's no other way to explain it. I've said for years that it amazes me that millionaires support this, because at the end of the revolution, when the weathermen or groups like them take over, these are some of the first people that are going to be put against the wall and shot. And yet they blindly continue to follow the leader.
Well, the truth is they never let the revolution fully come into place, and they put oligarchs in charge who then are in control of it. So it's just organized crime masquerading as communist. I mean, I know you were around these people when they were young and they really believed it. But, I mean, so much of it is they just have an appetite to kill people and have power, and they hate the middle class and they hate freedom. I want to come back and get your take on that. I mean, crystallize for us, who are these people? Because if they love Obama and help put him through school and he's their darling, you know, who is Obama? What makes this filth tick?
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
On a long and lonesome highway, want a song. Think about the woman, the girl you knew the night before.
But your balance will soon be on. Larry Brathwald, who helped infiltrate the weathermen and also helped basically testify against him, that's a whole other story, as our guest. I am going to keep him 20 minutes in the next hour. He's agreed to stay with us and open the phones up for your questions specifically for Larry Grathwall on the weathermen who go on television and stand on American flags. And look, America's been taken over by corrupt interest and does a lot of bad things. But when they say that they want to stand on the American flag, they mean private property, the family, Bill of Rights, Constitution. These are really nasty people. And Larry Grathwall was around them in their top meetings. He can tell us what type of people they really are here in a moment. But if you want to understand how the ultra-rich fund communists, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, the book that woke me up by Gary Allen, available at Infowars.com. Discounted and with a free citizen rulebook. And Dreams from My Real Father by director Joel Gilbert. Getting into Frank Marshall Davis and the real Providence where Obama really came from. All at InfoWarsShop.com or 888-253-3139. And our guest website is Larry101ST.blogspot.com. We have a link up in the guest area to his site at InfoWars.com. But you have monopoly mafia rich people who want to work with communism because they can get the underclass going along with the consolidation of wealth. But you never get the chicken in every pot. That's my take on it. Larry, what makes these people tick? I mean, were they true believers when you were around them?
Oh, absolutely. And, I mean, at least as far as what they paid lip service to, I often questioned their individual motive and from a psychological perspective. And by the way, I have a degree in psychology, so I'm somewhat qualified to do that. I didn't at the time, but the fact is that a lot of them are motivated for different reasons. I think Bill Ayers, as an example, is one of those people who lusts after power. He loved being in charge. He loved to be able to come into a room and have people become silent, waiting to listen to him and wait for his instructions. And to be able to order people to commit certain things, such as the bombings in Detroit. Each one of them, I'm sure had, their own individual motivation. But I think Ayers more than others was certainly, motivated by a lust or a desire for power. And I think you see that in all of his life. He became a doctor of education. He was a professor at the University of Illinois. His father was the president and CEO of Con Edison in the state of Illinois. So he's been, come from a very wealthy family. And as a matter of fact, it's a mailman who used to deliver mail to Thomas Ayers, that's Bill's father, claimed that he met Barack Obama while he was a student, and that he recognized him and later in years, and that...
he said, I'm going to be the president.
Yeah, he told him he was going to be the president. And isn't that interesting that connection exists to the Ayers family? Bill Ayers and...
I'll tell you what, stay there. Back in 1 minute, we're going to go call. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.